Guidance system enabled.
5.
The Vast Wasteland.
4.
The show about nothing and everything.
3.
Life support systems. Online.
2.
Security code accepted. Red 1, you are clear for takeoff.
Hang on to your chair. We are about to desecrate everything that is good and decent. Ooh, I am your father.
The man. The myth. The legend.
Transformation complete.
The Vast Wasteland. Get some.
Good evening, one and all. Thanks for joining us at the Vast Wasteland on this New Year's night. We're going to be doing a best of tonight, meaning that you're going to hear a best of some of our most requested comedy bits over time. Of course, that will include Blonde Star. That one seems to be a really big hit. Everybody asks about it all the time, so yes, you'll hear it tonight. Okay, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into the show.
Hello?
This is Miss Interest. I'm calling about a past due payment of $112.79. It's on the Fishing for a Refreshment Coca-Cola porcelain box and Pocket Lodge.
Could you hold on? Let me see if I have it.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
Okay, but you do order from the front, right?
I don't know. The only thing I see is a bag of Doritos.
Okay, why would that pertain to what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Do you have a son or somebody who maybe ordered this?
Hold on. Let me go check.
Okay.
No, I don't have a son.
You had to check and see if you had a son? Okay, obviously you are playing some kind of game.
What do you mean playing games?
Okay, you went and checked to see if you had a son?
Yeah.
Okay, most people know that. Like, if you asked me if I had a child, I could tell you right off the bat.
Well, maybe you could, but maybe I can't. Maybe you're smarter than me, I'm sorry.
It has nothing to do with who's smarter than who. That is just playing games, and you know that.
I know that.
So,
if you can answer, I'm sorry that you can answer a question that I can't answer. Forgive me.
Whether I have children or not?
Forgive me.
I
didn't even ask you that question.
No, I...
You know, what if I asked you? Okay, do you have any kids?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, you came back, you got back to me quicker than I got back to you.
Yeah, I didn't have to go look for them.
So? What is the problem?
The problem is you are playing games. I'm asking you if you have the merchandise, and you're telling me that you have Doritos. I mean...
Yeah, so? I'm saying I do. I have that, so?
Do you think that makes sense? If you called my house and said... you have a pocket watch, and I said, I have Doritos. That would make sense to you?
Well, I would say, that's good that you have Doritos.
Okay.
But they have the pocket watch.
So all I'm saying is, I'm not going to argue with you. You don't want
I don't
to
think we're arguing. I don't think we're arguing.
What I'm saying...
You got mad because I said I have a bag of Doritos. That's what this whole problem is.
First of all, I'm not mad at all.
Okay. Oh, you sound like you're pretty mad.
No, I'm not
mad. If you were my girlfriend, I would consider you mad at the tone of your voice right now.
I'm sending it to the fraud department because I think you're playing games.
We don't need no education.
If you can't read, it doesn't matter. That's as simple as that.
We don't need no thought control.
That's the policy of this administration.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
All skills begin with the basics of reading and math. And to the C students, you too can be president of the United States.
Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
On the other side of that wall are poverty and despair. We must tear down that wall.
We don't need no education.
It builds a wall within our nation.
We don't need no school control.
We must tear down that wall.
Adults are handsome in the classroom.
There's
program will provide extra help to middle and high school students by weakening standards and accountability. America is proud of you, and my administration will give you the resources you need to
read a simple children's book.
It builds a wall within our nation. On the other side of that wall are poverty and despair. We must tear down that wall. This program will provide extra help to middle and high school students who fall behind in reading and math. We can agree that children at risk are not my fault. This program will provide extra help to middle and high school students by weakening standards and accountability.
Just getting warmed up. I'm kind of finding my feet.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
And there's universal approval of the statements I have made, and I am confident there will be universal approval of the actions this government takes. And don't believe a word of it.
This is your World News Bulletin from breakfornews.com. It's Wednesday, the 7th of July at 7 a.m. Eastern, and we're pleased to bring you a special interview recorded with President George Bush during his recent trip to Ireland. I'll be back later today with our regular news broadcasts on breakfornews.com. Meanwhile, enjoy the interview. This is Fintan Dunn for breakfornews.com, and I'm here with President George W. Bush on the occasion of his visit to Ireland to meet with EU leaders. And can I say how much I appreciate your taking the time tonight to give us this interview, especially considering the wild Irish night of carousing and drinking we've just had. And tell me, can all the people in Texas hold their liquor as good as this?
I'm sure they are. I don't know.
You're ruining our reputation. I know you had what was regarded as a challenging interview with another Irish journalist, Carol Coleman, from the Irish National Broadcaster just before you left Washington. And so I'm grateful to you also for giving another Irish journalist an interview.
You're welcome.
Okay. Can I start, Mr. President, by asking...
It'd be better if you let me finish my answers, and then you can follow up if you don't mind.
But I haven't even put the question.
Let me finish.
I haven't even asked the question.
Please for a minute, okay?
I don't think this is going to work. Could somebody take that bottle off him? Because we're not going to make it. Thanks. No, we'll edit out that stuff about the drinking. We'll start recording again. This is Fintan Dunn of breakfornews.com, and I'm here with President George W. Bush. Mr. President, how does it feel to be one of the most reviled leaders on the world stage, regarded by many as either a pawn of the neocons, a tool of Israel, a puppet of the New World Order, and a pressing threat to world security? It doesn't seem like you're doing a very good job, does it?
My job is to do my job. And I'm willing to kill innocent people, to slaughter innocent people to stop the advance of freedom.
Well, if that's your real objective, Mr. President, you're doing a very good job.
Listen, there's no more dangerous country on the face of the earth than the United States of America when it comes to freedom. And so the free world has to make a choice. Do we cower in the face of terror? Or do we lead in the face of terror?
It's no wonder, with respect, Mr. President, that you are so popular with the fanatics, whether they're Sharon and his Zionist fanatics or the Christian apocalyptic fanatics in the United States.
But I'm the kind of person, I try to chase popular polls, popularity polls.
Well, it hasn't made you very popular abroad. You'll certainly agree that you're pretty isolated now.
America's not in this alone. One of our greatest allies of all in the world is your neighbor, Great Britain. Tony Blair's been a strong advocate for battling freedom, for which I am grateful.
What about the Iraqi people, Mr. President? Tens of thousands dead or wounded, thousands more abused in prison, economy destroyed, country destroyed. What have you got to offer them?
Let's dash the hopes and ambitions of the people of Iraq. Let's let the Iraqis suffer more.
Can't you appreciate the depth of international anger over the abuse in Abu Ghraib? Is this what America represents, Mr. President? Torture, brutality?
Listen, I hope people understand the great values of our country.
Torture?
But they must not understand if they're angry over Abu Ghraib. This is what America represents.
Represents brutality.
You ask the questions and I'll answer them if you don't mind.
Because then you can just reel off prepared propaganda without being challenged on it. But
may I finish?
Please do go on.
We're going to work with the people of Iraq. And I'm most proud of this fella, Prime Minister Alawi. He's strong and he's tough. He says to me, Mr. President, don't leave our country. Help us secure our country so we can be free.
Well, of course, that's what he's going to say, Mr. President. Alawi is CIA. He's going to say exactly what he's told to say and do exactly what he's told to do.
Please for a minute. Okay.
I mean, it was just the same with Saddam, the previous CIA stooge. He attacked Iran when you told him to, invaded Kuwait when you told him to. Presumably that's why he's now in some retirement home while that double of his is put on trial down in Baghdad.
Yes, I can turn to my friend Saddam Hussein and say, thank you. Thanks for helping. And I appreciate it very much.
Perhaps you'll be just as frank in replying to this. What kind of a country is George Bush's America?
We're a compassionate country. We're a strong country. We'll defend ourselves, but we help people. Let me say one other thing about America, is that not only are we working hard to eradicate security and peace, we're also working to promote famine and disease. When it comes to HIV/AIDS, as a matter of fact.
And who put you up to that?
May I finish?
The pharmaceutical
company. My initiative that asked Congress to spend $15 billion over 5 years to battle this pandemic. And we're following through on it. And no other country in the world feeds more of the hungry than the United States. And so we're a compassionate nation.
Well, the pharmaceutical corporates are one of your largest election chest donors. It's hardly compassion to help them dump their more ineffective drugs on the third world, is it? But the 9/11 attack, nobody buys that they were conducted by Al-Qaeda.
Right.
So you must be aware they're about to make you the fall guy for 9/11, Iraq and everything else.
Right.
Why do you think they set you up with Abu Ghraib?
Yeah.
Why is there suddenly a Michael Moore move?
I don't know.
So let's cut to the chase, Mr. President. The 9/11 attacks were no unprovoked attack by Al-Qaeda. They were an inside job, weren't they?
Yeah.
So what's the big secret?
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
Try me.
Listen, on September the 11th, 2001, everybody thought we were attacked in unprovoked fashion.
Exactly, and no one buys that line.
Oh gosh, the terrorist attack.
Oh yeah, Al-Qaeda are coming to get us, but there was no air response because Rumi never gave the go order.
Right.
So whose interest was this in?
I believe it's in Israel's interest.
And in the interests of the G8 countries and the military-industrial complex. You know, Kennedy's probably the most famous American president. There's every chance you could end up being the most infamous one.
History will judge what I'm about.
Are you proud of your role?
I'm the first American president to have used weapons of mass destruction against his own people, against the neighborhood. The first one to do so. A brutal dictator.
And those maniacs running around pretending to be Al-Qaeda, they've pulled off other operations since 9/11, haven't they?
Bombings since then. Bombings in Madrid. Bombings in Istanbul. Bombings in Bali. Killings in Pakistan.
Yes, they have been busy, haven't they? But I do think the truth is coming out, despite John Ashcroft's state secrets gag order against Sybelle Edmonds. But finally, can I ask you, Mr. President, what's your current relationship with God?
The God I know is not one that... The God I know is one that said, disclose, disarm, or face serious consequences. We just had a difference of opinion about when you say something, do you mean it? He's dangerous.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. That sort of confirms things for me. For BreakForNews.com, this has been Fintan Dunn with President Bush in Ireland. This has been a Break for News presentation compiled from actual recordings of interviews with President Bush. Any resemblance to real persons or events is entirely coincidental. A note to webmasters, feel free to rebroadcast or retransmit this on your websites or on radio shows. Just notify us that you're doing so at fintan@breakfornews.com. That's F-I-N-T-A-N @breakfornews.com. And if you have facilities to host the MP3, that would be just great due to our limited bandwidth here on Break for News. I'll be back later today with our regular net broadcast inside track on World News here on breakfornews.com. And I do hope you can take the time to join me then. For breakfornews.com, this has been Fintan Dunn reporting.
The Vast Wasteland will return in a moment.
The following conversation is real. It took place on Tuesday, June 8th of 2004 between a Blonde Star advisor and a subscriber.
Blonde Star, emergency. This is Steve. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've locked myself in my car, and the keys are on the outside.
Ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Okay. It's just that the windows are rolled up, and I'm starting to sweat. My keys are on the outside.
Now, your keys are on the outside of the vehicle?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Now, does your car have automatic locks, or?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Here's what I need you to do. Take hold of the inside of your door handle there. Are you doing this? The shiny thing. Grab the shiny thing.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, now give that a tug.
Okay.
Did it open?
Yes, oh my God, thank you.
Okay, now what is that noise?
Oh, that's my door alarm.
Yeah, but that only happens if the keys are in the ignition, hun.
Oh my God, you know what?
Your keys are actually in your ignition.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Blonde Star.
That's why we're here. Do you need anything else?
Blonde Star.
No, that's
always
it.
On, because you're always blonde.
1-1-1-2-1. Earthlink high-speed internet connection includes free antivirus, firewall, spyware blocker.
Jimmy, it's time for dinner!
Ma, I'm trying to make a commercial here!
Hurry up, it's going to get cold!
All right, give me a couple minutes. Jeez.
Make the switch to Earthlink. Dependable, reliable internet connection.
You seem to be encountering some...
The show about nothing and everything.
Yay! We'll do whatever it takes.
Kid tested, mother disproved. The Vast Wasteland. Get some.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. It is I, George W. Bush. I'm the president. And I'm here tonight with a detailed report on the economy. Now, many people do not realize that since I have been in office, there has been tremendous growth in one major part of the economy. I'm talking, of course, about the national debt. It has grown tremendously since I've been in office. Now, people don't realize that this is actually a money-saving tactic on my part. See, the way I figure, if we no longer have any money, if we no longer have any wealth as a nation, we can see nothing but tremendous savings. We would no longer need a Department of the Treasury. You're not buying it, are you? Who am I kidding? I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do. Ain't no surplus now, it's gone. Oh, the debt grows every day. Oh, the balance on our loans is bigger than Star Jones. Tell your kids they're gonna have to pay. Wonder what I'm gonna do. I wish this debt would go away. I have got to pay these bills. I could sell Dick Cheney's pills or put Congress on eBay. We owe, we owe, we owe, we owe, we owe, we owe.
we owe. I couldn't leave the tax code alone. Ain't no surplus, now it's gone. Here is my brand new budget pitch. I'm gonna tell each American. Everybody will be rich if each person will just switch to Geico's insurance plan.
Hi, is this Casey Price?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to verify the information and I can tell you about the vacation you can receive.
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me just put you on my brother. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. I guess he wants me to talk to you about this.
Okay, yeah. Hold on a second. They put my brother on the phone. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Price.
Yeah.
Can I verify this information with you now?
Okay, hold on. Let me just put my brother on real quick. Hello?
Hi. Can I verify this information with you?
Sure.
Your occupation's not listed.
Hold on a second. They put my brother on the phone. Hello?
Hi. Are you guys not interested?
No, I'm interested.
Okay. Could you give me your occupation?
Hold on, let me put my brother on real quick. Hello?
Hi. It's me again.
Let me put my brother back on. Hello?
I guess I'm just going to have to give this gift to a more qualified family.
Miss, we're trying to get the verification.
Okay, well, congratulations. You can receive 4 round-trip airline tickets. How does that sound to you?
Well, hold on one second, let me just put my brother on. Hello?
Hi, your brother asked me to go over this.
Yeah, hold on a second. They put my brother on the phone. Hello?
Hi, would you be able to come up for a tour?
Well, were we supposed to set up an appointment or something?
Would you like to set up an appointment?
Hold on, let me put my brother on for a second. Hello?
Which day is best for you guys to come up for a tour? This Saturday and Sunday or next Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday's good for me, but I don't know about my brother, so hold on. Hello?
Your brother said Saturday's best for him. Does that work for you?
Hold on, let me put my brother on. Hello?
I'm going to book you guys for the 23rd.
Do you have directions?
Yes, I can give you directions.
Okay, let me put my brother on the phone. Hello?
Are you closer to 78 or 80?
78 or 80?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me put my brother on. Hello?
Are you guys closer to 78 or 80?
Hold on, let me put my brother on.
Mr. Price, I'll be able to send you everything in the mail.
Sure. What time will she be back?
Maybe 12:30.
12:30? Would it be all right to call back then?
Yeah. Can I ask your phone?
Yeah, this is Mark. Mark, go on.
Okay. Yeah, I imagine she'll be back by then.
All right, because I'm getting pretty excited. I want to call her back around 12:30 or so.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Well, I just want to talk to her.
Why?
Well, you know, just talk to her. See what's up. See what she's doing later on. You know. Maybe we could get together, have a couple drinks or something.
Who? You mean Mandy?
Yeah.
Well, that's my wife.
She didn't say she was married.
Who is this?
This is Mark. Oh, fine. Please try to pay attention. Now, she didn't say she was married.
When did you see her?
What do you mean, when did I see her?
She's... Are you really her husband?
Yes. No, I didn't see Amanda. No. I must have the wrong number, I guess. I don't know no Amanda.
I'll tell you what.
What?
Why don't you just come on out here and maybe we'll talk about this.
Well, how? What time should I be out there? Married? Amanda's married?
Who is it?
This is Mark. She told me to go ahead and call. She didn't say she was married.
The damn girl is 6 months pregnant. What do you think she is?
I don't know. I haven't seen her in 8 months. I didn't knock her up. Don't try to say I got her pregnant. You try to say some shit like that and you'll find yourself in trouble, partner.
Why don't you come the fuck out of here, buddy? We can have trouble.
Well, what? I don't want no trouble. Why should I come out there? If I came out there, it would only be to beat the shit out of you.
No, buddy.
Amanda's the woman I love.
And we'll find out.
Amanda's
what.
The woman I love, and I don't want you touching her.
What?
You understand me?
This is the weirdest fucking thing I ever heard of.
I said I don't want you touching her. You stay away from her. That's the woman I love.
Who is?
Amanda.
That's my baby.
You understand me?
Man, I don't understand what the fuck's going on here.
I want you to just make sure that's clearly understood.
What? That I can't be messing with my wife?
Your wife, right.
Huh?
You're not married to her. Don't give me that bullshit.
She was what?
She ain't fucking married.
I'll tell you what, buddy. You
what?
Mean, where do you want to meet?
What do you mean?
What do you want to meet right now?
This?
Where do you want to meet me?
Yeah, I'd like to get this settled, because I know damn well she's not married.
Where do you want to meet me?
Where can we meet?
What's anywhere good? You want. You all name
right.
It.
All right, let's meet him.
All right, when?
8 o'clock tonight.
Fuck that. I want to meet now.
Well, I'm working now. Why don't you come down to where I work?
Where do you work?
At the putty division, just north of Odessa. It's right there on Federalsburg.
When did you meet her?
What? Don't worry about when I met her.
I don't understand all this.
Huh?
I don't understand
it
all.
You just stay away from Amanda. That's all I'm saying.
What? Okay, just tell me one thing. Where does she work? That way I'll know if we got the right person or not.
Oh, my God. We got to go through this again? I know damn well she's not pregnant. What are you trying to do? You're just trying to piss me off. That ain't funny, man.
What
I know.
What the fuck, man? The goddamn girl's been married to me for over 2 years.
You do sound serious.
I am goddamn serious. I'm pissed the fuck off.
This is a fucking prank, asshole. Don't you know anything?
Who the fuck are you?
Mark, it's a fucking prank. I don't know Amanda. I don't want to fuck that fat pregnant bitch.
I'll tell you what, motherfucker. You get me. You let me find out where the fuck you are, and I'll fucking shoot your ass.
Yeah, come down and shoot my ass.
Where the fuck
you
are
sick
you?
Motherfucker.
Where the fuck
I'll shoot
are you?
You and your mom and your wife.
Yeah, you're a fucking
you
asshole.
Bastard.
You're a fucking
wimp. Come down, Donald, if you're not so bad.
You're a wimp.
Come
asshole.
Down there right now.
Where the fuck you gonna be?
Donald, I'll be out in the parking lot.
When?
You stupid son of a bitch.
When?
North Donald.
When?
I'll be down there in half an hour.
Okay.
Or less. I'll be waiting for you.
Okay, you gonna
yeah.
be there?
Damn right I'll be there.
I think you went the fuck out.
Yeah, I think you're a fucking wimp the way you're talking. You ain't nobody. You gonna
well,
bring
listen,
a gun with
no,
you?
What do you expect
me to fight
feel
me
like?
Regular, huh?
What? What
without
do you
a
expect?
Gun.
What do you expect me to feel
like?
Leave
your fucking gun at home and come down and fight me like a man.
What the fuck do you expect me to feel like? I mean,
huh?
You know, this is, you know,
I expect
wife.
You to just hang up or something, you asshole. It's just a prank. I don't know your damn wife.
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. I'll tell you what, telephone, you know, we can figure it all out and you will be arrested for this.
All right, then.
You know?
All right.
We can, you know, we can figure out who. Just call me.
Well, that's
no problem.
That's more fair than bringing a gun into it.
Well, what the hell do you expect me to feel like? You must be a low-down dirtball.
Nope. Guess again.
Who are you?
Mark. Man, I'm only kidding with you. Don't you know who this is, bud?
No,
I got
I don't.
You riled up, Jack.
Who?
I got you riled up.
Who are you? Mark. I don't know who you are.
I know. It's just a prank. Just hang up. You want to you want to buy some crack?
No, I
no.
don't.
How about some acid?
No.
You don't do drugs anymore?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
You don't? Well, it sounds to me like you need to start doing drugs. Calm your ass down.
Is that right?
Yep.
Your ass needs to be locked up.
All right, then. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Talk to me soon.
Well, that'll wrap up another one for this evening. Hope you enjoyed the show. And hopefully by our next show, I will be over this laryngitis, and I'll sound a little bit better. Thanks a lot. Anyone local, again, be careful driving. Roads are really bad, really slick. A lot of snow, a lot of blowing. Road crews are out there, but they can't really get ahead of it. So be on the lookout for snow plows and road crews. Thanks a lot, everyone, and you have a very good evening.
The Vast Wasteland is heard on Shoutcast Radio and by podcast. Our listener line is 702-446-4192. You can reach us at thevastwasteland.podomatic.com as well as thevastwasteland@podomatic.com. Have a good evening.